Morning.
Today's Bible reading is taken from the book of Hebrews. I'm reading from verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to mistreat the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater than wealth in the treasure of Egypt, for he was looking for the reward. That ends the part of the
dream. Amen.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Happy birthday. We thank God for preparing us again this day to learn from his words. It's always a pleasure to be before him, because in everything we never want to be before him. But he chose us as his own son. He chose us as his own daughter. Whatever thing that we have done, he overlooked it and gave us the grace to become a Christian. Now, the topic of this moment is choosing God's purpose over temporary pleasure. Choosing God's purpose over temporary pleasure. But Dotun has said a lot this morning. When we're going together, we can see alongside. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. It reads, by faith, Moses, we all know Moses. When I was reading the book again, the mother said it was beautiful in what? In her face. So, he what? He had to hide him. He never wanted to lose him. Because what? Moses was what? Was beautiful. So the mother goes against all odds to save Moses' life. So this same Moses we are talking about right now, when he was growing up, he grew to level of maturity to know what is wrong and right. And we also, as a child of God, when we want to grow up to the level of maturity, when we know left and right, taking a decision, making a choice, matters a lot in what? In our life. The choice we make today may affect everything in our future, like what happened with the children of Israel in the wilderness. A journey of 40 days entered to what? A journey of what? 40 years. Love what? The wrong choice they made. Most times, like I will give an example in this UK, when we are driving, the Google Map helps us a lot. When we get to the crossroad, when you have left, right, and straight, without the Google Map, what happened? We don't know where to pass. The choice made at that hour may what? May determine either you're going to spend extra minutes to turn back to where you are going. What happened? The Google Map what? Helps us. So you are going to what? To the left. That's saying what God does every time for us. When we show all the scripture, when we read the word of God, when we understand the word of God, it helps us to get lost while we are what? While we are on the race and while we make a what? Our decision. So in verse 24, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Children have to be mistreated with the people of God and that to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. I don't know how many of us that stand there can have been in the shoe of Moses. What choice you made that hour? I want to tell you 99% of the world, or let me say 99% of us that are here, you want to take that what? That temporary pleasure. Because of what? Because at that moment, we don't want to what? To lose anything. So life often presents all the choices between temporary comfort and lasting purpose. Moses was a man raised in Pharaoh's palace, had everything one could what? Desire or dream of. He had everything. If we talk about wealth, power, prestige, Moses had all this. Yet, he made a radical decision. Sometimes, when you want to make a decision, you visit, if I take a decision, you can affect my wife, you can affect my children, you can affect anybody. So, we consider much of our family than what? Consider the word of God. So, Moses did what? He did, he made a radical decision. He chose to identify with the suffering Israelites rather than enjoy the world, the fleeting pleasure of Egyptian royalty. Moses' decision reflects a powerful lesson about faith, sacrifice, and eternal perspectives. Our eternal perspective determines how we run the race. Brother asked the man who wants to go to heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven. But how sure I'm deserving the world to go to heaven? So we need to learn how to choose rightly by the word of God. We have an example, even there are many, not even two. Our first example in the scripture that I can still remember. One is Joseph. When we were in the children's class, that one we learned the story of Joseph in the children's class. Joseph had the position to become what? Somebody great in God in Egypt. With a temporary what? Pleasure. What did he do? He refused. When he had a contact with what? The Potiphar's wife. Lie with me, I enjoy everything. He said, what? Your husband didn't need everything except you. He had the fear of God in him. Many things happen in many areas. Have this. Even when Christ was tempted, the devil tempted him. Look at the time, Lord, I've given it to you, just buy that for me. How many times have you been tempted in that direction? Remember also Saul and David. David, Saul was trying to go to kill David. But when David met him, the judge said that he is Saul. Let's go to that Bible. I was going to misquote that area. 1 Samuel chapter 24. Let's see what the children, his people said to him. Chapter 24, are we there? From verse 4. And the men of David said to him, yea, in the day of which the Lord said to you, they are quoting the word of God to David. Behold, I will give your enemy into your hand, and it shall do to him as it shall seem good to you. Then David arose and steadily cut off a corner of Saul's cloak. And after what David had struck him, because he had cut off a corner of Saul's cloak. Now let us see what David now said in verse 6. He said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord. The Lord anointed to put out my hand against him. He is the Lord anointed. Most of us may be in that shoe too. Because we see him as our what? As our enemy. So I think our opportunity to what? To strike. It's, like we said this morning, it's not always easy to take such decision. So when we find ourselves as a Christian, we also face similar crossroads. Do we pursue temporary success, pleasure, and happiness? No. Or do we embrace God's purpose? Even when it comes with challenges, there's none of God's words that before that doesn't come with challenges. For I was asking money, what are those things that it will cost us to follow Christ? There's nothing we do. If you want to keep yourself away to be distinguished yourself, you see, it's a great task. While others are doing things, you decline what? The privilege. Some are there enjoying themselves. Like today is now, every country, every Sunday like this, I always see on the road. They're going to play football. The road is only crowded. They make the choice that this is what they want to do. So for us to come here, I know it's not been easy. So I found that I'm sitting down here, I'm coming from the night duty. But just stretch and say that, oh man, I got to work. Come down here and worship God. So it's the right one to choose God's purpose over temporary pleasure. Even when it comes to challenges, Moses exhibited all the true faith, Prioritizing God calling you over the worldly comfort. The worldly comfort may give us a distraction. Most time, maybe because of where I was, where I grew up. I will tell you, money is the last thing I ever thought of. Money's work is the last thing I ever thought of. Yeah, but you need money to do everything? No. Money only helps you to do other things. But when you have the wisdom, when you have the purpose, when you have the plan, then when money comes, it will be useful. When you don't have all these things and you have money, it will be wasted. So money is not the first thing in life. Some of us are running after money, everything, money. There are people that are very rich today, but they see. They don't know what to do with what? With just money. The word of God has taught us a lot of honesty, but we seem to what? To neglect those ways. We seem to what? To neglect those what? Those ways. Moses had the privilege in the palace. He was adored by Pharaoh's daughter and raised in his royal court. You know how they be raised. Remember the way we last someone talked about the David and three Hebrew. How they had to give them a what? A food in the royal world of the kings. You know, they treated specially, you know, in a table like this, filled with different food, protein and protein like that. To work, to feed them up. He was educated in the wisdom of the Egyptians, receiving military and political work, theological training. They must have training in many areas. Think plenty ahead of them, maybe one of these days he would be what? A prince or king in that particular country. But he had access to the finest luxury ever thought of in that of Egypt. Because he's already what? Part of them. He was raised from what? From childhood. Yes, somebody said within him. He was an Israelite. He come to his senses. Remember that particular song? But when he tell you use that word, he said you are rude. It's not a word of rudeness. Sometimes we reacted and we are not in our senses. It's not a rude statement. The Bible says that he said when he came to what? To his senses. Whenever he came to our senses, do what? We do the right thing. This doesn't happen in the back of our mind. Whenever you come to work, our senses, what do? We do the right thing. And when we are not in our senses, we never do the right thing. That does it. It's not about goodness. That's what the scripture says. So, Moses realized that he was an Israelite. And also, he could not ignore the suffering work of his people. He had to know what? That to join them that what? Enjoying the temporary pleasure of what? Of sin. So he also understood that such pleasures were temporary and ultimately meaningless in the face of what? God's eternal purpose. He realized that all these things are temporary. And that one, I don't know, God has taught us a lot of things that we know, if you go in war, fade away. They are all temporary things. Your best clothes may be, as you are going now, a little iron will just cut it now and it's gone. Tell me anything that's left in this world. Nothing. Everything we have around us are temporary. Somebody built it, had it. When they built this building, it was the best. This building we have now, in those days, it was the top of the world, of the town. But now, there are better buildings than this. So what are the pressures in our life that make us to delay or delay from the word of God? Many people today are facing similar choices in whether in a young professional may have and want to advance their career through an ethical word means how do we decide at that hour when we are faced with that particular challenges? Nobody that was born of a woman that does not feel the challenges at the crossroads of our life. When you need to take a decision that matters so much, how do you go about it? We are looking at Moses as a great example to learn from. Moses' faith driving what? Decision. The turning point in our life. The turning point in the life of what of Moses came when he made the conscious decision. The difference between consciousness and unconsciousness. Most times we react unconsciously. Not knowing when you do that, not knowing when you said it. That's unconscious nature. But when you are conscious, you have thought about it, you have dreamed about it, you have no other thing to do, you make your work, your decision. And that's why they say when you are in anger, don't decide at that hour. Because you are unconscious movement at that moment. When you are relaxed, you know yourself, you think about it before you decide what you want to do. You only make what? A right decision. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, which you see in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24. It's a deliberate choice made with awareness and intention, involving the presence of conscious thought before initiating an action. Before you initiate an action, you have thought about this in several times. How will this one lead me to? If I take this choice, what will it do to affect and everything like that? But when you ask, oh, I want to enjoy the pleasure of this world, it goes with the cost. The decision we made may not be easy. Choosing to follow God often means leaving behind what is seeming familiar and comfortable, like Moses' word did. He gave up everything. He gave up the security of Pharaoh. You know, when you are a king or a priest, if you are going out, you know how many cars that follow them. They work in a variety of movements. But for most to do that, one, he gave up what? The security of Pharaoh's palace. He exchanged wealth for suffering. How many of us can do that today? We that come to the world to be worthy. But one thing that surprised me, that always been in my mind, is that no one that died has gone with all these things. No one died that have never seen it. In our own place, there where the Muslim died, their own one is very funny. No casket, just rub it with one of those and they put it there. It's really that want to let us at least respect the dead. You buy casket and put it in the casket and then and bury. Those that put gold and that money over there, put it, come back and put it back and take it. So what are we coming for? So you have burden power, though at that moment it will not be easy. And that means it's the thing you are determined to do. You must have passion in whatever you are doing, because if you take a decision on your way now, you lose your focus and go back. So Moses abandoned power for an uncertain world, future. And the decision of choice we made towards God cost us anything? This is the question we need to ask ourselves. The decision we made, the choice we choose today, does it cost us anything? It may be in a place of work, sometimes we lose our job. It's only very frightening. Most of the time, I will say, before I lose my job today now, how do I have to pay my house rent? How do I pay my bill? This thing that already disturbed my head. And my business already looked for the next kind of work to do on it. These are the challenges we are facing, and that's what the world tried to drive all of us into. That you find if you put yourself in a tight corner where you cannot to afford these things, you have no other to work to succumb. And this is always thing they always say that if you cannot what? How do you put that way? If you cannot beat them, you join them. That's the adage in the world, in the public place in the world over there. We as a child of God are not all to what to join them. We must be distinguish ourselves from them. Many missionaries today have lost a lot of things, like that lucrative, any lucrative job they or career they could have done to follow what? To follow God. You see them, any entitlement they do to be entitled to enjoy things, they decide to leave it. I said, I want to go ahead with this world, with this commission. That way I find joy, that way I find happiness. To go out there and preach the word of God is much better to me than what having all these luxuries. It's not easy to take that decision. But this decision we need to take as a child of God, if you really want to go to heaven. All these things are material things. We are not saying we should not have them. But our focus will not be too much on those material things. They will delay us. Even when you tell your boss that you want to go for service, that will tell you, you don't tell me that. This is not what you signed. I don't know that you have come to accept that situation. That I'm not going to jump today. Say no. You must go. This is not what you signed. You will sign it full time. You must be there. And that's why what I'm doing now, I don't think that okay, I have 2 days in a month for holiday. And I'm not feeling those 2 days on Wednesdays. So if I come from to Bible class on Wednesday this week, the third Wednesday, I'll also be available. Let us try all we could so that our coming here will never be in vain. So that we can be able to sit down and learn and know more about God's voice. For those that have been coming on Wednesday here, you have been enjoying the major and minor prophets. How many of us know about them? Even time to even teach our children are even very what? Very limited. So these are things that we really saw that I better pull away from all these glossy things and what? And suffer with what? With my people. The third one, the point of Christ and hospitality treasure. In verse 26, Hebrews 11, 26, John 3, Hebrews 11, 26. Are we there? Hebrews 11, 26. It reads, he considered the reproach of Christ greater than what? Worse than the treasure of Egypt. Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater than riches than the treasure in God in Egypt, for he looked to what? To the reward. What does it mean to esteem the reproach of Christ? Paul said, I've fought a good fight, I've run the race. Have you ever fought the good fight? Have you run the race? You are still running the race. And the things of this world is affecting us, drawing us what? Back. Moses suffering for the sake of God's people for shadow the suffering work of Christ. Just as Moses left the palace to deliver Israel, Jesus also left heaven to deliver us from the service of this earth. The joy we meet in life matter so much. Are you trying to choose the way of the Lord? Or not enjoy the temporary pleasure of this world? There are many things in the world that are enjoyable with you. We are not going out. You come back home that goes up and for pleasures, you see that for them to become a Christian is what? We had. For them to become a Christian is what? It's very hard. If we ask, how will I live this world? These pleasure things. Choosing to follow Christ also comes with a trial, but it leads to what? Greater eternal reward. But that trial, you don't want to face at all. You don't want to face that trial at all. Can we stay in the house for 1 week without food? Not like you don't want to eat too, but there's no food at all. But you decided to quit your job, or there was no job for that week. Can we be able to stay for that week? Can we bear it? That's why you see, anything that I see, let me do. Because the stomach is hungry for food. It's asking, you need to feed me, guy. These are the trials we really can face when you are making a choice. But let us have the back of mind that the world is the better world. At the end of the day, the choice you made today matters what? A lot. Many Christians today face persecution for their faith. Some lose their job, as I said. Some lose their relationships. Some even their life because they refuse to what? To compromise. What do we do? In most times, we do what? We compromise. Jimmy, that just for now. After today, it will be like that. We have already got compromise, no matter how what it is. I only call you this morning. Let us try all we could to follow the word of God. Those examples, those way of life are there in the scripture for us what? To study. But when we refuse to study them or we refuse to put them to practice, Not that we are not learning, not that we don't know about them, but we refuse to what? To put them to practice. That's why we are having those problems or challenges in our days. Yet, like Moses, they believe that suffering for Christ is more valuable than what? Any earthly reward. That's what Moses was. Moses believed. But we must look at the what? At the eternal what? Reward. Where we're going to spend our eternity. If you are going to spend our eternity in heaven, you will walk in that direction, in that spiritual way. That will lead us to what? To that destination. There are many people that travel on that same road, they don't know that, they don't know the destination. But when we follow the route of God accordingly, automatically what? We get to that destination. Like I said last one, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. Apostle Paul stated categorically that he had fought what? A good fight. He had finished the race and had kept the faith. How many of us have kept the faith while we are fighting struggle? Sometimes we deny God. In what? In this journey. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of what? Of righteousness. He knows the rewards. That's why he was fighting for that and he got the answer. So when we decide to choose God's way, there are more pleasure things that we can have as a child of God. And the Lord will surely what? Help us to run that race. Like I was telling my this morning, we can't run this race alone by ourselves. We can't think that we can do this thing by ourselves. Except we allow God to be what? Our director. Except we allow God to what? To guide us in everything we are doing. Pray for myself, pray for your mommy, pray for yourself. So that we all can go together as what? As a family. We cannot abandon prayer. We cannot leave God and say, yeah, I'm focusing on my subject alone. I'm focusing on my work alone. It will never end well. God is the purpose of whatever we are doing. That eternal glory, eternal salvation is our primary aim. And I pray that the Almighty God will see us through in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray that God help us to choose his purpose over what? Temporary pleasure. He should help us to have the same faith to trust in him in what? In all our plan. Even when the path is what? It's difficult. That God will give us strength to reject worldly temptations and courage to follow him wholeheartedly. Some of us are following Christ but may not be wholeheartedly. But for us to work, surrender our lifestyle to work to God. May him fix our heart on eternal reward. Knowing that God promises a greater reward anything this world can offer. What God will give to us is not what the world can work. And offer us. I order this morning, as we continue to run the race, as we're going to go throughout this week also, let's put in mind the word of God. It will guide us and direct us rightly, that we never make a church wrongly in Jesus' name.
Amen.